Let's talk to Joyce. Hello, Joyce.
Hi.
How can I help you, Joyce?
Well, gosh, this is going to be a difficult one. I grew up with an abusive father, mm-hmm. and haven't really dealt with it till the last few years.
Now, when did you know this?
A couple years ago.
When did you know that you grew up with an abusive father?
When I was growing up, you mean, or when? Just like a couple years ago, I started therapy.
Okay, and you're how old?
I'm 29.
29. Why not before? There's an awful lot of information out about abuse and what to do and support groups.
I denied it. I mean, my family is the type to, especially my mom. My dad died about 10 years ago, mm-hmm. and my family's the type to just forget about it and it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
And
so it's a coping strategy, a survival skill.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so I thought, well, gosh, why would I be thinking something like this? He wasn't abusive. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, he just did these things. You know, and that's the way he handled it. I justified it.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a result of that, I'm real abusive to myself,
mm-hmm.
Physically and mentally.
Mm-hmm.
And the past year has been really good.
Mm-hmm.
About a year ago, what I do is when I get mad at myself, the anger builds up, and I cut myself, not to kill myself or anything. There's no, you know, I don't want to do that. It's just to hurt myself, and then everything's fine.
But you toy with something, right?
Huh?
You toy with something.
Right.
You play with it.
Yeah.
You play with yourself.
Yeah.
And what I think you do, you correct me, but what I think you do is that the pain that's inside of you is so painful by contrast,
mm-hmm.
that you try to externalize your pain by cutting your flesh. And now that takes what's inside and puts it outside. And you know that wound will heal in time, and you can watch it heal, and you can even do things for it. You can wash it, you can bandage it, you can, you know, put stuff on it, right?
Right, right.
And you can see that heal.
Mm-hmm.
And you would prefer to have what's troubling you and painful, the wound that's inside, you would prefer to have it outside.
Yeah.
You would prefer to have a physical break rather than break down.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, completely.
That's what you're doing.
Okay.
But you're dealing with what's going on in your life in a symbolic way.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the healing of that cut is not going to heal what's going on inside. If anything, it just adds to the wound inside, because now you have the shame. Pardon me?
It makes it feel better at the time.
No, it doesn't. That's the interesting thing.
No.
It merely externalizes. The thing that feels better is at least you're getting it up. At least you're being honest. At least it's right there for everybody to see. The blood is there.
Mm-hmm.
What you've done is there. You're confessing it. You're being honest about it. That's what feels better.
Right.
It's not the cut that feels better. It's the denial versus the truth, and the truth feels better by contrast,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, it's the process of telling the truth and getting it on the table for everybody to know and see that eventually is going to be the way out.
Right.
So you can get the help with it, right?
Right. Right.
Okay, so every time you do something like that,
mm-hmm.
it really is a statement that says, I want to come clean with this. I want to be open about this.
Mm-hmm.
And now you just have to start doing it, not symbolically,
mm-hmm.
but doing it actually. Just like you're doing now.
Yeah.
If you can speak about it, you don't have to do it.
Yeah.
So tell me why you might do it. Tell me why you might think of doing it.
Think of doing it.
Cutting.
Because I'm angry.
Okay. So when you tell... I'm sorry?
And I was angry, except, you know, I started thinking about why was I angry then.
Not just then, but even now, if you ever thought about doing it. If you speak about it, you don't have to act it out in some symbolic way. We act out what we can't talk out. The important thing is to externalize it, not in symbolic ways, but in actual ways. And talking has always been the treatment of choice.